It is the home stretch of the 4 o'clock hour, which means that, well, we like to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and close with this.
Again, Butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number 4, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Oh, my God. And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years.
That's right. It is, as Steve said, that time again on a Monday where we go light them up. It is brought to you by Hot Valley and Hot Valley's Light Me Up Lager. It is the perfect beverage for the big game. Light, crisp, and easy to drink and enjoy. It's not going to weigh you down like other beers will. Light Me Up Lager is brewed with minimal ingredients for a clean flavor with small additions of flaked rice to create a crisp dryness, leading to a refreshing hop-kissed finish. It is homegrown, brewed and canned right here in Eugene's Whitaker neighborhood. I was actually at Hot Valley this weekend and I had a Light Me Up Lager. It was very delicious. Love going to Hot Valley. They have lots of other good beers as well. It is available on tap and in 16-ounce cans through Oregon and the rest of the Northwest. So again, Light Me Up is where Steve and I and Alex, when he's sometimes here, go over the best performances of the weekend and who lit it up. So where are we beginning, Steve? Who's going first?
I think you could lead off.
Okay. My first one is for Le'Veon Bell.
It's lit! Shout out Travis! Scott! Because it's lit!
Bell had a slow start to the season after skipping out on the preseason and his workouts and everything, but he has turned it on in the last 2 weeks, rushing for 179 and 134 in those two games. And the numbers aren't great, but it's the moves on the field that are really lighting things up for Bell. He used probably the best combinations of moves I've seen from a running back in a long time. He catches a screen pass, jukes, three Bengals collide into each other, runs up 10 yards upfield, and throws. It's not a stiff arm, but he throws Dre Kirkpatrick down into the turf so hard that he bounced right back up onto his feet. This was no regular stiff arm to keep a defender away, and because of that, Le'Veon Bell lighting it up against the Bengals.
It's lit!
To show you how topsy-turvy our world is, I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguar
what?
Defense.
It's lit! Shout out Travis! Scott! Because it's lit!
For openers, they're 4-3, co-leaders in the AFC South with the Titans. Haven't won more than 5 games the last 6 seasons. Haven't had a winning season since David Garrard led them in 2070.
Who?
2070? 2007.
He's coming back.
He's got some kind of potion we need to know about. And this year, they've won at Houston, at Pittsburgh in a romp against the Ravens, and yesterday against the luckless Colts. They recorded 10 sacks. They what? Rolled the dice on a 30-year-old pass rusher named Calais Campbell from Arizona. 7 games, 10 sacks. What? They got a couple of young guys who primarily crashed the pocket in Dante Fowler out of Florida, their third rounder in 2016, and Yannick Ngakoue, third rounder last year out of Maryland. They've allowed less than 250 total yards the last 2 games, faced the Cincinnati this week, who've struggled to protect Andy Dalton against the Steelers. Right now, this Todd Wash defense is lit.
'Cause it's lit!
There it is. My next one is to Lance McCullers lighting it up this weekend.
It's lit! Shout out Travis! Scott! 'Cause it's lit!
He made his 4th ever postseason appearance coming into Game 7 of the ALCS in the 6th inning against the Yankees. He strikes out 6, gives up 1 hit and 1 walk. He ended the game throwing 24 consecutive curveballs through the 8th and 9th innings, and the Yankees just did they couldn't do anything with it. He actually pitched the second ever 4-plus inning save in a Game 7, joining Madison Bumgarner as the only one to ever do it back in the 2014 World Series Game 7 against the Royals. And that incredible performance making it another piece of history for this Astros team, as they also become the first team ever to win the NL and AL Championship Series. So to Lance McCullers and the Astros, it's lit.
It's lit!
Ah, that was a really good one. I didn't even think of that.
I got two fun facts for you today.
So the only team who could do it, I think, is Milwaukee.
And they didn't do it, I think, because we talked about this the last time, I think.
No, they won the ALCS in 82, and now they're in the NL.
Oh,
so they haven't done it yet. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to bear down here, but let's go with the Arizona offense.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Don't forget the issue heading into this season for Rich Rod and the Cats was not simply wins and losses, but as the godfather of the spread, regarded as an elite offensive mind, they were last in scoring offense last year in the Pac-12, which is almost unfathomable. They had a heated quarterback competition over the summer that was won by Brandon Dawkins, who proceeded to score 62 points in Game 1, but against Northern Arizona. They stumbled in a loss to Houston, exploded for 63, but against UTEP. But then after Dawkins got knocked out of a game, enter Khalil Tate, who set an FBS record for rushing yards by a quarterback with 327 in a win at Colorado. Then against UCLA, another 230 as part of a 605-yard, 47-point effort to take down the Bruins. Then this past weekend, in that scintillating double overtime win against Cal, again on the road, more than 500 total yards, 350 on the ground, and they are very much in the Pac-12 South picture. Rich Rod and his offense right now, yeah, I think they're lit.
It's lit!